Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Want to be healthier? It's hard to start a bunch of healthy habits at once, especially when you're busy. Focus on one step at a time, then build from there. One more glass of water, one more hour of sleep, one more scoop of veggies, one more family walk. One healthy habit leads to another, and over time, small choices make powerful changes. Get started at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Hey cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, February 24th, live from Embassy Suites on South Meridian Avenue in Oklahoma City. It'll be seen on Dish Network's Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 46,870 head, over 16,000 feeder steers, over 11,000 feeder heifers, 11,000 weaned calves as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, good afternoon, folks. The live cattle futures 30 to 60 higher here with the February up 37 to 143.62. The April live is up 30 here at 146.15. June's 55 higher, 142.05. August 35 higher at 140.85. Now, the live cattle just higher across the board. Feeder cattle were under pressure all day long, anywhere from 80 to $1.40 lower to settle. They were about $2 lower at one point before bouncing back. March feeders are going to close down $1.42 at 164. The April's down $1.57 here at 169.27. May's down $1.17, 174. August 185.30 down 77. To finish off this week, we've got a cattle on feed report Friday after the close. We're starting to get some estimates in. The on feed estimate out of Reuters for February 1st was 100.8%. Placements were 99.2% of last year, and then marketing is 97.3%. Not a whole lot of differences. I know that the placements over the last couple of months have been big. So if 99.2 holds, that'll be the first one lower than last year. But it could just be because those cattle were placed earlier in the year. The hog market today was just on fire. We closed up 267 here in the April at 112.07. The highest month's June up 260 at 121.22.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma.
Well, grain futures, after a three-day weekend, opened up last night higher. I was actually expecting them to be higher than they did open last night, but they were really impressive throughout the day today as we made new contract highs. July Kansas City wheat closed at 886.5, up 45.75 cents. That's their highest we've seen the July Kansas City wheat. The other wheat, same sort of action here. Chicago wheat 40 to 48 higher. Minneapolis was like 25 to 27 higher. Now, the soybean market was 33.5 higher in March at 1635. The maize were up 31.5 at 1635. So a really, really strong bean market as well. Corn was up 20.5 on March at 674.75. Maize up 19.75 at 672.5. Most of this action is based on the Ukrainian and Russia problems they're having over there. I think that the market's anticipating some sort of export interruptions, maybe some sanctions on the exports out of those areas. I really don't know what's going to happen. I just feel like that's what the market's anticipating at this point. Of course, there's a lot that can still happen. Today's cotton was down at 188 in March at 121.11. The December's at 101.66, down 113.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.